Hi, everybody. Welcome to the No Dumb Idea podcast. It's a pop culture podcast where your hosts use improv, trivia, and game shows to express their dumb ideas. I'm Gibbledang, your host for the week.
I'm Gym Leader Nate. Hi. I'm just raring to cut in. Sorry.
And God, I'm so excited.
Just kidding. I'm Dala.
It's chopping at the bits.
I'm the loud one.
Yeah. I'm the quiet one.
Ooh.
All right, we're back with another episode. It's a bit of a surprise episode. I haven't really gotten into the premise yet with Jim
with
Leader
anyone.
Nate or Dala or anyone,
yeah.
Honestly.
Still
not even kind of keeping it.
Not even you, listeners.
Blissfully unaware.
Yeah. But you know, before we go to the big explosive reveal, why don't we
diarrhea episode? All right.
Yeah.
Ooh,
insert
fun.
That diarrhea sound here that we always use.
Oh yeah.
By the way, that the Family Feud episode, Jesus Christ, it's really good. That
okay,
the
you got
episodes. The last couple episodes have been hidden different, so if you haven't checked them out, you know, go ahead and give them a list.
They hit diff.
Hitting diff.
We're in that 2024 vibe, you know.
Me, I'm already in that 3024 vibe.
25.
There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that's right.
Stop living in the past.
You're so 2000 and late.
Late. Ugh, I know. But I could jump into my week if that's cool.
No.
If please.
I don't want to hear about
it. Go ahead, Gym Leader Nate.
Thank you. So.
Whoa. It was my turn to go.
Wait, we had a rock, paper, scissors for it. All right, ready?
I was going to steal it.
That's out of two.
All right, Nate, go.
Okay, for sure. So. Yeah, for me, you know, a lot of the same at the moment. I did, you know, I'm really looking forward to starting some new D&D stuff. So hopefully going to be talking with more peeps to just start a small little one on the side, but also going to be finishing an old campaign that I started with a few people, soon. So as soon as I find, I'm still in the search for my old character sheet, but so, yeah. So
how long ago was that one?
Oh man.
Like that sounds like it's ancient.
I mean,
the old times.
We haven't done it in like 3 years. What had happened was we had gotten to level like 14-ish over the course of like 2 years. Me and two other people. It was just one person DMing and the other two people playing. And we basically put it on hold because we got to 14 and then I moved and we like put everything on hold because we weren't living together anymore. And then we were like, oh, we want to go back to that campaign, but it's still a long time before we get to the end of campaign. But we had left off on kind of an end point, but it wasn't the actual end point that the person running it had designed.
Intended.
So what we did was we did a time skip and we're like, oh, like since you ended it here, it kind of skips ahead like a few years. And then in the future, our characters are level 20. And so we started it again at level 20 doing like this final like epilogue arc.
That's cool. Like a good way to like. Do it on the fly, like switch it up on the fly.
Yeah, to like make it interesting, but still be like the same
concluded
characters and everything we were using before. So,
yeah,
So it ended up being really fun, but we just haven't gone back to it in a long time. And so now we're gonna finally go back and finish that up. Maybe only will take like one or two sessions. So that's gonna be
nice.
Fun. That's my old character, Solaire Syndergaard. He's a human paladin who worships.
He's gay. He likes
he's
classical
gay.
Music.
He has a connection to classical music.
I love for once it's like a just actual genuine D&D character. It's not like Smiggleborg, the like butt elf.
Yep.
Like
wait, this I mean
that's all of your characters, Dala.
Yeah, literally.
I know.
You literally named yours parallel perpendicular. Like,
and you're just like, oh, thank God, something refreshing.
Ooh, yeah. fair.
Yeah, I was like, when I was playing
that
campaign,
I
was like, ooh, like I always like instinctually want to be like the craziest like species in class and like most mm-hmm. alien thing basically, but now I'm like, no, I'm just a man who believes in a god. And
hey, cool. aren't we all
in our own special ways. But yeah, preparing for that and like just I'm getting ready for that, and that's gonna be really fun, and I'm just excited to play more D&D stuff.
Nice. Wicked.
Nice.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
No, Sam, I'm like, can't wait for the next campaign to start.
The next big one? When we do that again? That's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hopefully we could get back to that Evil Dead one. Yes. Probably sometime in August, you know? Which I feel like that'd be perfect timing.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because that one's almost done too, I think, right?
No.
Oh, no? Oh, I thought it was like, so like then.
Eight sessions would be my guess.
Okay, so it's almost done.
That'd be my guess if we had eight good sessions. Yeah. Like, that would be my guess as to we could get it done based off of like what the map and story looked like.
Yeah, eight good sessions or maybe two really shitty sessions.
Dude, everyone dies at the end. Ooh, all right.
I like these choices. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, wait. Yeah. Let's see how fast options. We can make it end, because we all act like the characters in horror movies, so we all get killed super fast. Yeah. There we go.
Everyone split up.
Yep, everyone split up.
I heard a noise. I'm going to go check it out by myself. You guys stay here.
Yeah,
I'm not taking the flashlight.
The ghosts can kill you if you see them. Everyone walk with your eyes closed.
Yeah, my tits are out the entire time.
Ooh, nice. And you're having sex constantly. So that way you're vulnerable at all times.
Guys, I'm scared.
God. I'm alone, but I'm having sex. I'm so scared.
I'm scared.
The next D&D campaign is literally going to be DM'd by Gimbledang. It's going to be Land of the Boners and Boobies. And it's just going to be like, I'm Sir Pubington. Welcome. The great dick lord has been splooging over Titland.
I'll have to steal from Mad Max and be Rectus.
Oh, God.
Sir Rictus. Rictus Erectus.
Erectus, yes.
Wow.
Rectus for short. Rectum for short.
And Rectum.
Rectum. I don't know if I can come up with something as good as Pubington.
Pubington, yeah.
Well, you can use that. You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh, Pubington Jisley.
Oh,
I'll be Vulva Van Vida.
Wait, that's such a good name.
That's
Vulva
great.
Van Vida.
You're an heiress.
Is actually crazy.
You're an heiress to like a. Yeah. You're an heiress to the kingdom Vulvanus.
Yeah. You don't want to know what our primary export is.
This is how we play D&D, folks.
Yeah.
That's how some of us play D&D.
I can share a little bit about my week. You know, one thing I'm curious. I never thought I would be able to say this, and maybe because a little peek behind the curtain. We all rotate editing episodes. But I can, like, see and know what my friend's coughs look like. I don't know if you guys can say the same.
Via waveform?
Yep. Yeah. It's funny because there's times where I'm editing and I'll see like Gibbleding or Gym Leader Nate's like I'll see specific waveform. I'm like, that looks like a cough or like a throat clear.
Go to listen right there. And
sure.
There it is.
Yep. Perfect. Just wipe
cut,
that shit
quick
out.
Cut. Quick silence.
Yeah, quick cut.
Yeah.
Yep. There we go. Yep. Cool. But no, yes, I've just been editing, watching movies, stuff. But the one I actually did want to kind of highlight was happy, you know, it's Pride Month and all. And I stumbled upon... what is it? Phantasmas. The show Phantasmas by Julio Torres, who's a gay icon, comedian, from Los Espookies. Mm. He's done La Problemista, which I haven't seen that one, but he's Salvadorian, like, queer comedian, super great.
Problemista was the movie that influenced our toy episode.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It was like, mm-hmm. Yep, episode 35. The episode about toys. That's a guess. That's probably completely wrong. But the show is great. It's funny. It's like an anthology almost. The premise is basically, Julio Torres plays himself. And he's like, I get, like his thing is like, I get these ideas and I just go to companies and I pitch them. So like it opens, he's in Crayola and he's like, hey, how about a clear crayon, like a color clear? And they're like, so how does that look? He's like, you know, and then hence the like name of the show. He's like, oh, we'll call it Phantasmas. Yeah. And the guy's like, well, why isn't it like,
sorry.
Yeah. 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 Steve Buscemi, Paul Dano,
Emma Starr.
It's like a, and it's like vignettes or, yeah. And she's producing it too.
Oh,
it's like vignettes are like an anthology in the sense that like it'll cut away almost like Family Guy style and have like a 5 minute bit going off like of something else relate somewhat related. It's great. Good. It's pretty funny.
I like to check call that Scrubs style. The people who did it better.
Yeah. Oh, fair. Okay.
It's good.
Who
it's
did it first?
Right, like a star rising. You know what I mean? Like an actual like a good person. Right. Like just continue to get work.
And, yeah, we'll see.
For that. Yeah. I think his stuff has been, hopefully it keeps going.
We only learned
now.
That everyone's a monster once they're famous.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, hopefully he's the smallest of monsters, but the biggest of stars.
There you go.
Again, it's genuinely super funny. Yeah, and outside of that,
really
just
beautiful.
Been... Thank
smallest
you.
Smallest of
thank
monsters
you.
And the biggest of stars.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a kid's book about that.
Every night. Once a year, I'm very poetic.
You used it up just now? Oh, no.
Yeah, for Julio Torres, you got to keep it.
Wow, you should feel really
special.
If it's
a kid's book, it's like, if it's a kid's book, it should be like, it doesn't matter how terrible or evil you are, so long as you're famous and rich, you could get away with anything.
Yes. Written
you'll find
by
sometimes
Jaden Smith or some other rich kid. Like.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Well, I was doing my Jaden Smith impression then, so thank you.
Oh wow, that was spot nice, on yeah. then.
I legit thought Jaden Smith was like jumped on.
Yeah, I thought
second.
We had a guess. That was
boy.
Crazy.
Yeah. But no, outside of that, I've just been getting stoked for some games getting announced and stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
Xbox surprisingly coming out with a few that I was like, all right. A
couple bangers.
Yeah. Indiana Jones and the Big Circle.
Bangers
Doom.
In the making.
Civilization 7.
That
Doom,
was surprising.
But it's a past.
Yeah, it looks like Hexen. It reminds me of like Hexen, which I'm like stoked about. Like they found a way to make, I'm sure there'll be references, but like they found a way to make that shit cool and popular. And hopefully,
Killer Bean. They're making a Killer Bean
Killer
video
Bean?
Game. Yeah, have you ever heard of the? It's like a. I haven't seen it, but it's like a CGI movie from like 2000.
Oh, that fucking
early 2000s.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Where it's like a coffee bean or like a fucking, I don't know. It's a bean assassin dude.
Yeah, he's like an action movie. He's in like a red suit, I think, right?
He's in a weird red suit.
I've seen
You've
this.
Seen him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't actually seen it, but I've always seen that image before. It just looks so terrible.
Yeah.
And I've just been like, I don't want to watch this shit. But they're making a game off of it. So, maybe it's good.
Wow. Okay.
Well, also, we... might be in a legal dispute because they're making a game called Squirrel with the Gun. So
no, I knew that. I knew that. That's gotta fair. I might get sued because I knew that ahead of time before making my episode.
We are.
So
shit,
we'll see.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was kind of hoping there would be an accidental squirrel with a gun happening on the thing, and it happened. So
yeah, go check out episode 45, baby. But yeah, that's about my week.
What else did they show? Like Lego Horizons. I'm excited for that new Doom game.
Perfect Dark.
I've never been
Monster Hunter.
I've never been one to really play it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just cautious with the Doom because what they did with Wolfenstein. Like I loved Wolfenstein 1. 2 is like okay, and then third one was pretty like lackluster. So I'm cautious, but I'm stoked. It looks cool. It looks sick. I'm like surprised that they're like, I guess they're like, we've done everything we can, so let's do something completely different setting wise.
Yeah.
So
has there been like Atlantis Doom?
No, I don't think, because it's always
level.
In space or Mars.
Water level Doom
or Earth future. Yeah,
I
cool.
I gotta tell you, if you haven't played super cool. any Monster Hunter, such a good game series. I've played a few of them now. Monster Hunter World was my favorite. Was the first one I played and was really fun. I put like 300-ish hours into that one. And
that's like the
and that's still not a lot for Monster Hunter.
No, not at all.
And then
I feel like people that are into it are like religiously, that's all they play.
Yeah. And then now there's a new one coming out called Monster Hunter Wilds, and it looks like it's very style very similar to World. So I'm looking
nice.
I'm really looking forward to it. Lots of cool new monsters.
I think World was like the biggest selling like Capcom game of like that year or something too. So I wouldn't be surprised. That's the formula now. Just kind of improve on that one. You know?
Yeah, honestly, And when they they've come out with a couple Switch ones since then that weren't as good as the cross platform, and now they're coming out with another cross platform instead. Mm-hmm. So it's like it should be as good as World was instead. So that's the cool thing, and it's like a very still somehow new aesthetic where like this one's a lot more like whereas a lot of the Monster Hunter games, a lot of the collection of what you're hunting is like very dinosaur-esque. It looks like this one is a lot more like primate-esque. Like there's a lot of things that are like more like ancient mammal designed rather than ancient lizard designed. Like
lizard.
Yeah. It's and so it's just like a lot monkeys more fur, a lot more like dust and dirt. And it's like, it looks, it looks interesting.
Well, it's
monkey dust. Interesting
to see. Cause like, I know we talked about this with Mad Max, but it's like, hopefully now we're getting to like the end of certain eras where it's like, okay, now let's start to see new stuff. Like, Monster Hunter, the fucking primates, was the last one we just talked about. Like, oh, Doom, Atlantis, like show us an Atlantis Doom, or even Doom on Mars, but it's in the past when Mars had water or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Hopefully these franchises could start, like, being like, oh, okay, because I even think of Fallout too, and I'm just like, I wonder if they're gonna try to pivot to like, because last, I think in Fallout 4, they tried to do, like, underwater sections, but it didn't work or whatever. So, you know.
That would be...
It's interesting.
I thought about that because I've always thought about how they it really should have been a little bit more water, like, focused in Fallout 4 when you think about it. Because, like, it takes place right on, like, so close to the East Coast.
Up here.
Like, yeah, like...
So much of it.
And so they ended up with, like, there are some sections where it's, like, muddy beaches and stuff like that with, like, the Mire Lurks and the Queen Mire Lurk and whatnot. But, but yeah, it would be nice if we got, like, just something different. Just something, like, just visually different. And then, like, it can play, like, exactly the same way that we love. But, like, just give it, you know, something new and spicy visually, please.
Yeah, baby. That's,
like Rocky, yeah, like up in the Rocky Mountains or something.
Jalapenos with feet and dragon wings.
Did you say jalapeno?
Well, it's funny. It sounds like what you're describing is honestly Fallout 76, because it takes place in the Rocky Mountains and there is a giant dragon that's like, scorched and spicy, and it's like they're all called the Scorched. So
what?
Jim Lee needs buying.
Oh my god, are we going to play Fallout 76? Hold on.
I'm going to get it next paycheck. Hey, get it. Let's get it. Let's fucking...
It's multiplayer too, right?
Together, bro.
I cannot... Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't buy like video games at the moment.
Yeah, true.
But, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say, see if it's on sale for like $5. I wouldn't honestly be surprised.
God, they actually like have a
$40 game.
There's actually a full...
Oh, that's not too bad.
Wait. No, the dragon's the name of a gun. What's the dragon creature?
It's like the scorched beast or some shit. It's like a giant winged, like flaming kind of.
Yeah, scorched like beast. Rodent. Oh, it's like a bat. It's like a It's like a.
That's a right.
Baggin. It's a bat dragon.
A bad dragon sponsor of the show.
No, I'm just kidding. Like this is what like Noivern the Pokemon would look like in real life, because Pokemon actually would be terrifying.
But, you know, speaking of Fallout 76, kind of good way to get into my week. Yeah, I've just honestly, I've just been taking it easy, playing games, playing a lot of Fallout 3, a lot of Fortnite. You know, I think since the last week, what was it? Dumbly Feud. Just kind of enjoying my leisurely time, you know, trying to take it easy. Painting here and there. Honestly, just kind of same thing I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, honestly. Excuse me. Like I had said before, you know, there's points where because I very much have ADHD, where like my main hobbies kind of fluctuate, where I take my time, where like, okay, my main thing now for the next fucking 2 months is like painting mini mates, and then after that I get bored of that, and then it's like my next thing after that is working out, and then I get bored of that, and then the next thing after that is video games, and it's kind of that like cycle.
Your hyper focuses.
Yeah. And so yeah, right now it's video games up until it completely shuts off. I mid game, it's like a 180 where I'm just like, all right, I'm not gonna play this for 6 months. And yeah, you know,
you're waiting for that moment of like, no more games.
Yeah, just kind of.
Just no more.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, just taking it easy, letting the disassociated big time, letting the brain rot in my little skull.
Like a doing raisin. Some yummy,
like a little raisin, yeah. So yeah, you guys ready? You guys ready to get into it?
Yeah,
get into
absolutely.
Premise. Okay.
Hit me in the face.
Come on, I want you to hit me.
By the time that this episode comes out, I believe we'll be about a week, maybe 2 weeks shy from the release of Despicable Me 4.
Okay.
The
one where Gru gets cucked and they have a.
It's the one where Gru gets cucked and they fight a badger. The main villain is a badger, I guess. There's a whole trailer. Well, I don't know.
Okay. Is the badger the one who cucks him? That's crazy.
Well, we'll get into the
Don't jump ahead.
What we know about the Despicable franchise and, you know, what we don't know. So, you know, what's your guys' attachment to
attachment?
Very minor.
Yeah.
What's your guys' attachment
to this
franchise? Yeah. I've seen two.
How much do you guys love this franchise?
Oh, I love the Facebook memes. Great. My favorite.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My favorite.
I think Despicable Me is probably the worst thing that has ever happened to Facebook moms.
oh, okay, yeah.
Other
That's
than
fair.
AI Jesus
Followed
posts.
A divorce.
Like, I would say their divorces aren't as bad as the Despicable Me memes and Minion memes or the AI Jesus pictures.
I feel like the AI Jesus stuff is like the predecessor to the Minion ones. I feel like Minions walked so AI could run on Facebook.
Yeah, 100%. But the Minion memes proved that anything could get viral on Facebook due to bots. Yeah. And then the AI Jesus network has proved that you can create an entire social network out of only AI fake accounts.
My favorite is the Minion Jesus on the cross. I don't know if you've seen that. Yep. It's like the best of both.
I've seen that one.
Oh, yeah. God, and I love the unrelated text, too, that it's always like, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. But it's
coffee.
Like that picture. That you
Jesus, like a bloody Minion Jesus.
Or it's just like that's Sundays, what? Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a memorial monumental Sunday.
I remember when I was in college, I would surf Tumblr, and a lot of times there would be just posts about people having abhorrent Minion tattoos, and there'd be entire like
R.I.P. Brian Minion
of Minion tattoos. It's crazy.
I want like a Minion like thugged up with the fucking bandana.
Oh yeah,
muscles,
like holding the gun, like a bunch of stacks of money.
Grill.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Don't talk to me till I've had my coffee. So I used to work at a movie theater around the time that the original Minions movie came out. And I think that came out around, because I've never fucking seen one of these stupid things, but I love Minions because of the Odyssey.
But you've never actually seen the movies?
Fuck no.
Not even the first one? That's crazy.
Hell no.
They're not bad. It's just fucking brain rot
not
after
good
a while.
Either.
I just yeah. With like no knowledge of it, I'm just so it's so shocking how obsessed you became with the Minion memes.
Gibbling loves yellow characters. That's the thing. Any yellow characters.
I understand it. Look, I'm wearing yellow in celebration for episode.
You are,
can we acknowledge
aren't
you? This?
I was gonna say I've never seen you wear that sweater before, so you definitely did that on purpose.
I put it on at the start of the episode.
Yeah.
You know, at the time, the Minions movie came out, I think that was like the third in the franchise. And I remember working at a theater at the time and going in after a showing of that movie, and the fucking floor was filled with popcorn because it was just children that, like... And that just immediately, yeah. I was like, oh, fuck these movies. Fuck the Minions. I fucking hate the Minions. Okay. I mean, you know, I hated them in the, fuck them in the sense where I'm never going to, like,
before
watch
you them. Found yeah. sure. Minion Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then Minion Christ, yeah. Yeah. Holy shit, dude. I love those little fuckers. They're funny. There's like Bob and Kevin and Smegmo.
Do they actually
Johnny,
have names?
I think. And I think Kevin, Bob.
Yeah.
Ew. I don't want the Minions to have names. They're just the Minions. Aren't they supposed
okay.
to like die and be expendable or something?
No, they
no,
follow
they
the most
die.
Evil person,
well,
so they followed
die.
Hitler for a while.
Wait, okay, wait, yeah. wait. Let's. I'm still getting into my. Sure. So. Yeah, I've never seen the Minions. I fucking hate them, but I do love them. I hate them as much as I love them.
I'm sure we each have one of those too, Gym Leader Nate, where it's like, I love this stupid thing that I fucking hate. It's just not Minions for us.
Oh god, I'm just thinking of them saying papaya right now, and it's just the dumbest fucking thing ever. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got the fourth one coming up, and you know, I don't want to do a retrospective because it's all I've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Also, we haven't seen
them. Well, yeah, because at first I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to use my weekend to watch all of the Minion movies. And then I realized there's five of them.
I wish you did. Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. And so,
isn't there like a show too, I think?
And so,
I think so, yeah.
There might be. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I decided to, so I was like, oh, I'm just going to read the Wikipedia entries. And then I read the first Minions one. I'm like, I can't do this. This is just, I can't even do this. So I skimmed the rest of the franchise. I took little notes. I jotted down like little words that I saw.
The
and I thought,
and two.
Exactly. Those ones.
Evil.
And so I figured, evil. I figured,
yes.
Oh, why don't we just make our way through the franchise and we'll just fill in the blanks on what happens in each movie.
Yeah, right. Sounds like a good one.
Like
yeah,
Minion Mad Lib?
Kind of, yeah. Minion Mad cool. Lib. We'll figure out how we get from A to Z,
penis.
You know?
Just kidding. Boobs.
That is,
down,
that's always
going to
be
down.
The answer. It is always going to be the yeah. answer.
I need a verb. Penis.
Well, it's not literal. Okay. It's not literal ad libs. No, it's, yeah. I don't want yeah. you guys to. Okay, okay.
I was just fucking around.
Conceptual.
Well, class. Yeah. Are we ready?
Okay, this would be fun. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go heat up my coffee.
Okay.
I'm going to go get the old don't, Irish coffee,
yeah.
class.
Don't talk to Gibbledang until he's had his coffee. Yeah.
Don't talk to me till I've had my whiskey.
Yeah. Don't talk to me till Gibbledang's had his coffee.
It just shows.
Coffee.
It just shows someone with a normal mug, like a coffee mug, that's, but it says, "Don't talk to me till I've had my whiskey."
Whiskey, yeah.
Oh, this?
Okay, no,
this
I thought this was a actually
coffee.
A
this
bit.
Is gin.
I thought...
That's gin and rum.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, that sounds so well. Yeah, no, on its own, it sounds gross. Throw in some, what is it, tea? You get yourself a fucking Long Island iced tea.
That's so true. Well, it's not,
I also
well,
legit
it's not actually it's not actually tea in Long Island iced tea.
No, it's I think it's Pepsi.
Yeah, I don't think Coke? It's soda. It's like a. Okay. It is soda. Oh, okay.
I think it's Pepsi, and then pretty much the four main, all four like Captain Planet of the liquor, the
yeah.
spirits,
the Captain like, Planets
whiskey.
Of spirits. Yeah,
no.
they
yeah,
come
rum
to get,
vodka.
They
tequila.
Come together to form the Long Island iced tea.
Long Island iced tea. Yeah.
All right.
They're all like slurring the words because they're all fucking wasted. Rum.
I represent the gin.
Tequila.
And together we form Drunk Driving.
Captain
huh?
Long
yeah.
Island Iced Tea. He's a See, hero.
He's a.
Quick,
oh,
Captain
shit,
Long
crap.
Island Iced Tea. Here's your keys. You gotta go yeah. across the street.
I like, he actually can't keys. Get around except by driving.
fuck, it's one of these keys, I swear. Oh, shit, what the fuck?
I probably shouldn't fly right now. Give me my keys.
Let me see. I think if I go in R, I think that's, like, ready, right, to go straight?
R for roarward.
Yeah, roarward.
All right, so we're
and for next destination, and for next destination, please.
Sorry, it was a minion driving, so it's on topic.
All right, class, shut the fuck up.
Teacher swore.
You can't do that. God, oh my gosh.
Sorry, it's the,
I'm recording.
It's the Irish coffee I've had. All right, so fucker. So we're starting the Despicable Me franchise.
Yes,
we're starting with the minions. Okay, so right off the bat, minions, I guess they've existed billions of years. They're almost as old as the Earth. Mm-hmm. Maybe they came from space.
They're, I guess, a form of proto-human, ancient. Well, they're
a single-cell organism.
They're single-celled organisms?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure,
I think I remember hearing that, too. That sounds super familiar.
Is that why they all look like, they look like mitochondria with arms?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember the second movie when they cut them in half and it's just like a new mitochondria and all that in there and that's all?
I honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they actually did that, but now I want that to happen if it hasn't. If they just they just dissect one or bisect it and you're just you see what
the just like the slot,
You know, Dala, like you said earlier, they they're evil. Minions are evil. Yeah. They love evil. It's what they, it's just the bee's knees to them. It's their favorite thing. They're like, evil, give it to me, please. It's really good. Really good for
Yum, yum, yum. Spit on my mouth.
Be evil.
Yum, yum, yum. Yeah. And so they, you know, throughout time, they always follow the most, like, evil person in the world or whatever. I guess they just instinctually know, like, okay, you, and then we go to you, and then we go to you. And so, yes, you, sir?
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, what do
raise
you?
Your
what
hand kind if you of, have like, a question?
What kind of evils do you think is like? Do you think they like rank their evils from like most is like the best tasting to like is federal like crimes bigger than like immoral?
You know,
like
I think
like,
they take cursing what they on get.
There. That's a good question because like also, yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people who were definitely more evil than Gru that we could think of in the modern day.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that once we meet Gru. But, you know, right now,
we'll hold off on that.
They're following the most evil person up until, I think, like, what is it, the 1800s or whenever Napoleon was their last leader. Who I think fucking trapped them in a cave or whatever because they're annoying as shit.
Makes
and,
sense.
Same. So since Napoleon times, they're in a cave, and then they managed to unearth in like in the 60s, you know, the 1960s.
Of course, they skipped the 40s.
Very convenient to skip, you know. Can you imagine Nazi minions?
I would love to see Hitler in that style, Illumination style. But like also comedically,
that'd be a sight to behold. Let me tell you.
Oh, for sure.
God, Nazi minion on the battlefield. Even at the papaya. Throws
a grenade.
Flamethrower's your grandfather's best friend.
Sal.
God. Lines up, so, yeah. Lines up Panzer tank cannon.
Banana! God damn. Alright,
so, you know, they luckily enough, they avoid World War II, whatever. Okay, and then the Minions movie, so they get out in, like, the 70s, and they're serving this evil British lady. I think her name's... I don't know if her name is Scarlet, but I didn't care. So now they're serving this evil lady. And I think she might be too, and her husband, and I think she might be too evil. She might be too evil for them or
she's
something.
Actually, just genuinely evil.
So there's
what
two
is too evil?
Evil
yeah. I guess. I'm curious.
There's too evil for the minions?
Well, like I said, I skimmed it. We got to fill in the blanks.
So let's fill that in.
Okay. So it's in England. It's in England. I think at the end, they basically they kill her. I forgot what happened, so let's just say they kill her.
Oh, wait, maybe she's racist. Maybe they were like, okay, you could be evil, but like we draw the line at racism.
Ooh. Mm. Okay. Okay.
So they draw the line.
Minions?
To
minions, like, that's or, unacceptable. Oh, you can be
she's
evil
like, no yellows.
Crimes,
like, but no minion yellows.
No.
But, yeah.
No way. Oh, there because she's... Okay, so she... So the minions follow her because, like, oh, you're evil. That's cool. We fuck with that. And then she starts using, like, minion slurs against them.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck? Like, we were helping
whoa.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ibidi, I've seen the M word.
What? Yeah, what? M word?
God. No. Okay.
I'm sure we'll come up with a minion slur.
I was about
before,
to say, maybe we should we stop and come up with one? No, we should keep moving.
I don't think so. Okay. I think so, listeners, write in. What do you think?
So the movie.
Do not do that.
I guess right at the end of the movie, it like in the last 5 minutes, you see Gru mm-hmm. come in and he steals like a laser or something, and then all the minions are like, "Ooh, that guy! Let's go
he's
follow
pretty
that
evil,
guy."
But not too evil. He's not racist.
He's
to
not
us,
too.
So.
He doesn't seem racist yet.
Yet, yeah.
Ooh, well, maybe we'll see how these movies play out.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we like that? Is that good?
Absolutely.
I think it's pretty.
The threat of impending racism. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
now
villain?
We're on to we're on to Minions: Rise of Gru. Okay.
Ooh. Okay. So.
So
this
is
child Gru, right?
Yeah, I think this is 10 years after.
I assume he's like because he has the minion. They're following him now. Because you said he stole a laser, so right?
Yeah, they're following him. He's been growing up. I don't think this. I think the laser was just a thing. I don't know. Unless
we made it up. Well, so he's following. He has a laser though. In this. Yeah. In our canon.
Yeah, he's got. He's got one laser and a bunch of minions following him. So grew up with the minions. And, you know, he's doing a bunch of evil stuff. You know, he's just what a true Dennis the Menace type child.
They can sense his evil potential.
And exactly. Because there's this team of six villains. I forgot what they're called. Let's say the Revengers. They're called the Revengers. Okay. It's like six villains with like cybernetic limbs.
Damn. And he's more evil than them. That's crazy.
Well, no. Not yet. He's 12. Well, maybe.
But
I don't
they're
know.
Following
I don't
him,
know
though.
Minions.
That's why.
Yeah.
They're following him, so that means I think they see he has the potential to be more evil than all of them.
Well, maybe these guys don't need minions.
Maybe it's like, there's like, hey, we'll send some scout minions to keep an eye on this kid. Let's go fuck with these guys because they're pretty fucking evil.
I think everyone needs minions.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it seems like minions only follow one person. So they actually do try to, I guess, recruit him or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think they're like, oh, hey, you know, maybe you want to be on this team. You got to show us how evil you are. Something happens. I you know, I kind of missed that.
Calls them all old and boring and lame.
It takes place in San Francisco.
Wait, really?
Chinatown. Yeah, it takes place in Chinatown. There's a Zodiac motif. I think.
Oh, so Zodiac. So the Zodiac killer is part of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that Zodiac killer's on the team.
This is where we learn that young Gru is the Zodiac killer, actually.
That's why the minions are at
the end. I think the evil team accidentally almost kills little Gru.
I forgot how
it ends, but I think they Gru and the minions probably kill the six evil guys,
probably, or like quote unquote defeated because it's a cartoon or whatever.
No, they killed him. I mean,
no,
he's
they
a Zodiac
killed him.
Killer.
They stabbed them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the movie where you increasingly see that, you know, Gru's getting a little more unhinged and starting to experiment and like taking human lives.
Nice. Good. Right? Yeah. This is where he's got his first taste of blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's doing like bisecting humans and kind of tests on them.
Or what if no? It should be like he's bisecting like minions and stuff, and he's trying to work his way up to killing a person. And at the end, he kills the whole team. He takes off the team one by one. You know what
I love
mean?
That the idea that minions are like, we're cool with you killing us, but racism.
But racism.
But
no, we gotta draw the line.
That's no, I like that.
That's fucked
good.
Up.
Yeah,
death is inevitable, but.
Yeah, true. There's enough. We're single sales. It's fine. But just, you know.
But like racism, you could stop. death. Yeah, you sure. can't.
that's our morality. I mean,
there's something to be said about that. That's wise.
Yeah.
So I guess at the end, Gru meets Russell Brand, or the Russell
the actual
Brand,
just Russell Brand.
Dr. Russell Brand, the old man,
the villain,
IRL villain. Yeah, he how does that go down? Gru's like, I need you to be anti-vax. I need you to make an anti-vax for me.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so he meets him in...
That's called the anti-vaccine.
And he's the evil... Oh, that's right, because he's like his henchman, right? Or his like sidekick. He's like Igor. Gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, the doctor shows up to inject Gru with vaccines until he mutates and becomes more evil.
Ooh.
Sir, I've created, and there's like a scene where he's like, sir, I've created this vaccine that turns people into bananas, sir. And
yeah, goes, the oh, banana yes, vax. Like
and then the minion, that's where the minions get the whole banana like lore.
Ooh, okay.
It's actually just all deep now. Cuts to Gru's origin.
I mean, it'd be kind of fucked up to be turned to a banana, I gotta admit.
Kind of. I would like it, you know. It'd be pretty sort of like a Pickle Rick situation.
Yeah.
In which case, I mean, I want to go to therapy.
Someone peel me. I gotta.
Sorry. Anyway.
Hey, baby, come over and peel me, eh?
God, that reminds me of back in high school. You know, there was all the boys had to go into an auditorium for like the sex ed training or whatever, and they were doing like this
training
like, play. Or not training, but you know the like,
yeah,
no,
it's just
sex
funny.
Ed,
call
like,
it school class
education.
Or
yeah.
God,
I'm thinking of it as an adult now, because now it would be fucking training.
It would be a
shit
HR
like that.
Training.
Or
yeah, it's just funny to think of it like that. Maybe y'all went to the auditorium.
Yeah, we had to go to like the Weird. Theater or some shit.
Interesting.
And there was they were doing like this weird play or whatever, and like they did this really exaggerate. They had this like woman do a really exaggerated like pulling out a like almost suggestively like pulling out the banana and like putting a condom on it. And at the end of the play, fucking one of the kids in the auditorium was like, "Can you do the bit with the banana again?"
Oh my god!
What the fuck? Jesus. Was it a minion? Did you look
maybe,
at that person?
It was a minion
in the crowd.
He's like, "But we did a banana."
Yeah,
maybe we did the banana again.
Josh, damn it, this guy again.
Fucking was it Kevin?
Or Kevin? Yeah, sorry, Kevin.
See, they should all be puns. It should be like Kevinian, and
that's pretty good.
Sean on.
Sean Yon.
Or
Shannon Shannonian
or Salmonian or
Salmon. Nice.
Minyaniel.
Greg Inyan. Danyan.
Danyan
is good.
Yeah.
Alright, so now we're on Despicable Me. There's been quite a bit of a time jump. I don't know what time period this takes place in, but now, you know,
like
Gru is all grown up. He's grown up even more. I think
he's grooning real hard. He's a grooner.
He's grooning real hard. I think that he's hit his max. I think he's maxed out. Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, he's evil. He's stealing pyramids. I guess in between that time, he finds out he has three daughters. He must have knocked someone up. And yeah.
That's how that happened,
This is how it happens. He's got $3.
Turns out Gru fucks. So
no,
Gru fucks.
Yeah,
and he's broke. He's only got $3 to his name. So he's like, "How am I going to support these children?
How do I support these girls?
There's another villain. There's an even villainer villain.
If you can believe it.
Oh my gosh.
His name's Vector, and this guy's really trying to take Gru's steez, if you know what I mean.
I will say, I saw this one, and Vector slaps. He's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Vector slaps.
I like the part where he types on the keyboard with his butt.
Have you guys seen
that's
YouTube
super evil.
That
that's pretty evil.
Has taken his entire personality.
Oh, yes.
Vector's entire personality?
Yeah, and just dresses like him. It's very
I was gonna say,
strange.
He dresses
that's
him, too.
That's hilarious. Well, is it supposed to be, like, one of those, like, AI streamer things, or is it just, like, a bit?
No.
I think it's like before that even. I think it's
before
like,
that.
This guy's just like been doing it for a while. Out, he's been Vector for a while.
Yeah. So Gru's been struggling to be a dad. You know, minions are there too. They've been, you know, they're having a good time. They're killing people.
God, how do you balance being a dad and being evil? It's so hard.
I think I'd be able to do it. No problem.
Yeah. Naps. The key is
Gru
naps.
Gru steals the moon. You know, Vector, as Gru is stealing the moon, Vector steals the girls.
It's pretty evil.
And then I think Gru kills Vector and puts the moon back. And at the end, he gets full custody of his kids.
Yeah, because he only wanted to...
He turned
to,
Vector.
Basically, Vector was like proving that he was better than Gru at everything. And so Gru was like,
"Yeah,
I need to do the greatest thing known to man. Steal the moon." So
the most evil thing in the world.
But it turns out he instead was able to win by just killing Vector and just being like, "Wait, if I just like beat the shit out of you and get you thrown in jail, I don't have to do anything like that."
Yeah,
I think he saws his head off.
I like the idea too that it's like stealing the moon is like the most evil, but racism is more evil than that. But that's like
that's a little too much. I respect a universe where they say that racism is more evil than stealing the moon. I think that tracks.
Oh
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
yep.
Now I'm going to saw your head off.
Here we go.
Get ready. Open your eyes. Get your eyes open.
Yeah. Yeah. He has like the fucking
girls. Watch this.
Clockwork Orange. Like eye. Things.
Girls, keep his eyes girls. Open.
Yeah, girls. Yeah, you hold his eyes and. No, he's like, you know what it is? It's actually, he's doing like the father, like teaching the kid. All right, you got to keep the saw straight and go like this. And it's like kind of like a cute moment.
They're like, oh, I would love that episode where it's like all the things you haven't seen Gru do. And it's like, no, he's evil. Yeah. So like, here's him beating someone and torturing them. Here's him electrocuting someone. Yeah, like here's him influencing an election. Like here's him like going to a CIA black
poisoning
site
a town's water supply.
Breaking somebody out. Yeah. Yeah, poisoning a village's water supply. Like
tax evasion. Jaywalking. Planting bombs in hospitals.
Here's Gru introducing a crack into poor neighborhoods.
Oh. Here's Gru mining for blood diamonds.
Like an hour long movie of just like jump shot from like just all everything.
It's just cutaways of
just. Oh my god, this is bad.
Gru's many crimes.
Yeah,
it's like I turn to you guys in the theater. I'm like. Should we call somebody about this? It's like, Gibble, this is a movie. This is a movie.
No, it's fine.
Oh,
it's
God,
fine.
This is just worrying me
and
for a second.
Yeah. The next scene, holy it's shit, him in like a sweatshop in China. Like, you're like, oh, no. But like, it's minions who are like making iPhones.
Yeah.
Oh.
He goes to a school to bully
you have to
kids.
Do tenfold. We have increased capacity today.
iPhone 17
breaks.
Is on a rise. We need more.
How do you think I pay for freeze ray?
Which, you know, it does. You know, yeah, that is Despicable Me 1. I don't know what time period this takes place in, but you bringing up that Gru's unseen adventures, it reminds me. You remember like Bin Laden and Osama Hussein?
Obama?
Yeah.
Or Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I said Osama Hussein.
Yeah.
Gru's worse than them. Gru did something worse than 9/11?
Apparently.
Maybe he did two 9/11s.
Oh, shit. He did an 1822?
Yeah, dude.
If you look closely in the update videos that come from Israel, you can see that behind Netanyahu is actually a bunch of minions.
God damn it. I just had the vision of like a minion driving a plane like,
no, oh my god.
Statue of Liberty, I don't know.
Netanyahu.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
no.
It's Yagru.
The plane, what was it? Flight whatever, the one 9/11 flight that crashed in a field because the passengers like fought back and so they crashed early and they didn't get to their target.
Mm.
That was the one. That was the one the minions were in charge of.
Sir, sir, a second minion has hit the tower.
God, I just see now the plane crashing into the Pentagon and then like minions flooding out of it.
It's just like an explosion of minions. Like, can you put in the scene from Oni Plays where Zach's like, they hit the Pentagon?
Lyle, turn on the TV, they hit the Pentagon! They hit the fucking Pentagon!
Hey, Gru, bad guy.
Yeah.
Bad, you know,
good dad,
great villain.
Bad guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great dad.
Yeah.
In fact, happy belated Father's Day to Gru and all the other fathers out there, too.
Oh, that's right. This is the Father's Day episode. Let's just say that.
Oh, was it? That's funny.
No, but it makes sense.
Edited in there something.
Yeah, it's just going to be just a day. Just a day different.
Yeah.
So, there's a new villain. There's a new Mexican villain called El Macho.
He was cool. I liked him.
I guess he was originally going to be played by Al Pacino, but there was what is it? Creative differences.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he just refuse to not do the Scarface voice and was just doing that over and over again?
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't want Scarface. And he's just what do you mean?
I'm not doing Scarface.
Hey, give me a Dunkachino.
Say hello to my little friend. A banana
baby.
I think
just snorting minions. He's cutting up minions and
snorting up yellow powder. I think that's hilarious, just that sentence, Al Pacino leaves Me Too over creative differences.
Actually, the reason being is that he was like, so I'm evil, right? So I'm racist? And they're like, no.
No way, Jose.
You don't understand the Minions universe.
Showed up in like recording booth with like brown face, like black brown makeup on. God. Like, I'm Mexican and evil, right?
So naturally, Gru finds another villain, so he's like, okay, I gotta kill him. So Gru goes to Mexico. I think he takes all the minions and maybe the daughters too. He takes everyone to Mexico. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, while looking for this evil bad guy, he intercepts what's her name, Lucy.
Yeah, the girl.
I don't know her last
name.
His main love interest, Goral.
She's a government agent. She's an anti-villain. You know, she's like, hey, I'm going to kill El Macho. And then they fall in love. It's a meet cute.
It is a meet
cute. I would imagine.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
There's a 5-minute sex scene that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. That sounds pretty cool. there's Mexican minions. They're purple. The purple minions are the Mexican minions.
I think they're clones. I think they're minions, but they're like given like some like tequila essentially, and it turns them purple and into monsters. Unless I'm misremembering.
Doesn't it turn us all into monsters? But hey, as long as we shine bright like a star,
that's what it does.
It becomes it's very much like a U.S. versus Mexico. I think that was kind of like
the message of the time. Despicable Me movie.
That's what I took away from this one.
Yeah, it's all accumulating to that.
They just want
to
make a nice movie where Mexicans were the bad guys, and mm-hmm. the white guy teams up with a cop in order to win.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically,
and they fall in love.
The Mexicans fat and big and all that too, and hairy.
Right here, I have it written: the minions skin and crucify El Macho.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I remember.
I thought they ate him.
I think that was
both.
After.
They ate the skin. Yeah. They made it into
they ate the skin.
They fried it and made
it's kind of like
chicharrón.
It's kind of like
chicharrón. Yeah.
It's like in Game of Thrones when the what's their faces, the flayers with the flayed man flag. Like they come through and they string people up and then they slowly flay their skin off like sliver by sliver.
Yeah.
Hung
it up.
It's that. But minions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what happens to the purple, what happens to all the purple ones?
They probably fried them up, too, made them into, like, refried
beans. You
think
they fried them up? Like, they cut them up like radishes?
The purple
ones? Smash them on the side?
Yeah.
Were there purple minions in that
garnished
movie?
Yeah, the Mexican minions were the purple minions.
Yeah, legit, I think it's, like,
they
were minions that he fed
Mexicanians.
Something, and they turned, Mexicanians,
They're mutated.
Last of the Mexinians.
It's kind of crazy because when you look it up on their Wikipedia, they're called the evil minions, which implies that the regular minions aren't actually evil.
Or is it that they're evil to the minions, so they're going for the most wholesome person?
Oh, I've realized it. And this solves all of our questions. It's by region. So the most evil person, since they're in America, it would be Gru.
So if there were some in Germany in the 40s, it would be Mussolini.
I would still argue that they could very easily follow around George W. Bush, but you know what? We don't need to go in.
I love, just they gave me the idea of what if you were just walking around and some minions showed up and you're like, get away, stop following me. And you're they keep following you even if you don't want them.
I'd be like, oh God, oh, what's going to happen?
I guess I have to do crimes now.
Give me the wallet. And he's waving his hands over. He's got his gun pointed at you. He's like, I'll take a wallet now.
Oh, I thought you meant the opposite. It pulled out the gun and was offering it to you.
So you're like, I was implying that you're the evil.
Time to do crimes. I guess these guys are here to help me do crimes now.
Yeah. Little did you know, Gym Leader Nate, you were the evilest.
Well, there's actually one of my favorite podcasts, and actually a big inspiration behind this episode. They have an episode. It's a podcast called Plumbing the Death Star, where they very much ask hypotheticals, they discuss the bigger ramifications of in universe things that you kind of look over.
Right.
One of my favorite ones was, what are the implications of the minions being able to see the innate darkness in everybody? they ask the questions all right, so the three of us are in one room, and what if the minions choose one of us? How do you guys feel about the other person? It's like, oh shit, that person's the most evil.
That makes me imagine everyone dying and instead of Saint Peter at the gates of heaven deciding who goes to hell and who goes to heaven, it's just the minions, and they just all get a good look at you and they're like,
they also
banana.
I really recommend checking that episode out because they also discuss in the same episode the possibility of minions being angels that are sending people to heaven or hell, depending on how evil they are.
Seems to track.
Yeah. Good ideas, running across different shows.
Who is it? Anubis in Egyptian mythology, who weighs your heart against the feather to see how the sins that are in your heart. I think it's
they
Anubis,
do it with a banana though.
It's a banana. Yeah, they weigh it against a banana.
This banana's a little heavier.
Oh, banana!
Or I guess your heart's heavier. That's the bad one.
All right, so we're on Despicable Me 3 now. Despicable Me 3. Gru. Gru's totally become from the brief skimming that I've found. Gru
the five words
seems
you looked
at. He's kind of like a chameleon boyfriend now. He's a little bit more straight-laced, maybe a little
he's a lizard?
He's like a lizard. But he's good now. He's a lot, he's kind of cleaning up, that Gavussi has changed him, made him a lot more.
Oh, the government.
Government.
I see. The Fed.
He's being a bad dad now. Maybe. He's being a bad dad now. He's kind of
he's not dad.
He's
right.
So his evilness is tied to his dadness.
Yeah. Yeah.
He lost his mojo, since he can't keep his evil up, he can't express himself. So when he's failing everywhere else in his life, he's too stressed out. So he's not being a good dad.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier to be evil than good, probably. Yeah. So. Yeah.
And one in four men have performance issues with being evil.
It's true. Being a dad is hard. His twin brother shows up, Drew. So he's got a twin brother now who's, and he's awesome. All evil. He's evil.
Oh, he's like through and through.
And he's just like,
yeah. He's evil. He's just like, and
bro,
racist.
What happened?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, bro. Oh, yeah. This guy's super racist, I bet.
That explains why the ninjas haven't followed him then. Yeah.
He, Jesus Christ, so stupid. He's like, oh, you've changed, brother. Like, you look how being a dad has made you settle down. And you know, he's got robots. He doesn't have minions. He's got robots. You know, it's kind of his evil thing.
Nice.
His crew. I'm a fan. He looks like he's gay. He has a special connection to classical music.
yeah, I skip a little bit of everything in between. I read some stuff about he does something to a skyscraper? Question mark.
He puts it in his ass. Yeah.
He puts a skyscraper in his ass. I'm going to put the skyscraper in my ass.
For my next disaster.
It's going to disappear.
I'm going to steal this skyscraper up my butt.
In my ass. Yeah.
See, but the way he does it, everyone's like, dude, this guy's not going to do it. There's no way. To the point where everyone's like the president says, let's see this.
No, wait, hold on. I want to see what he's about to do.
So Groot.
Yo, check this shit out.
Okay, check this out. And like, he's like spread eagle. But then he shoots a shrink ray at the thing, so that's like the size of an ant. And then he puts it in his ass, and then he gets in a jet and fucking springs away.
And they're like, oh my god,
he's done it.
Shrink ray.
Yeah. What fuck? He's so evil. Okay,
wait, is that what Drew does or Gru?
That's what Drew does. Drew's got a skyscraper in his ass.
Because I think that's how Gru defeats him, is that he hits him with an enlarging ray to enlarge the skyscraper in his ass.
The skyscraper.
Yeah.
So well, you didn't count on this, brother.
Yep.
Let's see. But it makes him like propel. So it's like, since it's like a pointed skyscraper, it just shoots him out. So he like kind of propels like a jet
into space.
Into space because, because at the end I've gotten written right here, you know, Gru's conflicted. He's like, oh, I love my brother, but he's, you know, he's being too evil. He's, and so
he's being a genuine fucking dick. Ass.
But, you know, he talks to his wife, and I guess Lucy's like, hey, it's okay to be evil, just don't be that evil.
don't be evil to me, that's all.
Which is also, like,
don't be evil or racist.
Minion, which is the Minions whole thing, too. It's like, okay, yeah, it's gonna be evil, but just, like, not that evil.
Yeah, not racist, and, guy. Come on. Draw the line somewhere.
Instead of killing his brother, they just, they give him a head start. They're like, fine, you could go off into space or whatever.
Yeah. Shoots them into space. So like you conquer another planet. There'll be minions on that planet that'll follow you. Yeah.
I guess I kind of brushed
minions.
Over it.
Spinions.
I brushed over it a little bit, but I guess like Gru and Lucy had a little bit of a tumultuous patch, you know, like, you know, they're both really enveloped in work. And Gru is losing sight of himself. Also I forgot about the kids.
The kids
are there too.
Yeah.
They've been there the whole time, yeah.
They've been there the whole time.
They're there being annoying and loud.
And then they patch things up, you know? Lucy's just like, you know what? I'm not going to try to change you. I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. And Gru's like, you know what? You're right. I should have been more... I should have... I was just going to do fat bastard. I'll still do it anyways. I should have acknowledged their feelings.
I just watched that last night. I'm not even joking. Bastard. Yeah.
Shit, it knows. Nice.
And yeah, they make up. And there's another 5-minute sex scene where this time, you know, very much like in the ways of Disney... it's for the purpose of procreation, because that sets up
they've been trying this whole time.
Yep, sex exists in the Disney universes and DreamWorks universes, just only for babies. Yeah, only for procreation. Mm-hmm. Gay sex is a Disney myth. Universe.
And so, well, the minions are gay too. I forgot to say that actually.
But they don't have genitals, so.
Yeah.
They are genitals. They're single sided organisms. Yeah, that's right.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they wear pants.
Oh my god, two minions who love each other just kind of fuse together and they become an embryo that grows into a villain.
Ooh, and then they get two eyes. That's all the minions with two eyes are
They're two one-eyed minions fused together into a new being.
They're the gay minions. Yeah. The two-eyed Ginyans. Minions are the Ginyans canon.
The Ginyans, you're right. I can't wait till we get those space minions, though, or alienians.
Yeah, spinions.
Oh, well, they came from space. That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Maybe.
Well, that's why the brother, like the Drew is going to go find those original Spinion or alienians.
Yeah, he's going to come back with the alienians.
With a prolapsed anus, and he's going to be like, "You thought you've seen the last of me?" Mm-hmm. And my prolapsed anus?
Are you going to put more buildings in my ass?
He like throws it over his shoulder like his scarf.
Oh god.
like his Gru scarf.
Yeah, because he has a Gru scarf too, but now when he comes back it's not a scarf.
Yeah, the brother's like Gru is like, "I like your new scarf, brother." He's like, It's not a scarf.
This is what happened when you unlocked that skyscraper in my ass.
Skyscraper.
Is my accent good? Sky scrape, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I thought we had guests right here with Drew already.
Okay, so that's the Despicable Me franchise.
Do we want to guess what's going to happen in the fourth?
I was going to say, we should talk about the fourth one that just got announced.
Yeah,
well, that's why, you know, we finished off the movies. What do we think is going to happen in the fourth one? Because there's only been like one trailer. We've seen a lot of movies this year. It's been the same fucking Despicable Me trailer in every single one.
All the horror movies. It's Red Band, Despicable Me 4.
There might have been. This is
what's going to happen. It's going to be Minion Prime, the first, like the super minion. Minion Prime appears and all of the minions leave Gru to go follow Minion Prime. And Gru has to like figure out a way to win the minions back, because they're like, "Nuh-uh, you're not hot shit anymore. Now we got Minion Prime, Omega." Like,
wait. And Minion Prime is voiced by Willem Dafoe, by the way. Just
yep, and that's Willem Dafoe. Mm-hmm. He's like, banana. And
but he's still saying the same
shit. He still says like banana.
Like, dinamite.
It's like it's like that one scene that one clip of Alan Tudyk recording the chicken lines for Moana. He turns to the camera and he's like, "I went to Juilliard." And then turns back and does they're like,
I think. I'm sorry, were you?
No, that was it. That was about it. It's mainly Minion Prime, and then Gru has to find a way to give back the minions. But at the same time, he hasn't been trusting his girls who are growing up to do things for themselves. And in this movie, his daughters, the Gorels, they come up with the plan and execute it to get the minions back and to win the minions back, proving to Gru that they're learning from his evil lessons. And then the minions come back because they want to follow the kids.
And to add to that, so the wife's subplot is because of all that, you know, Gru's been busy and she's like, "Fuck, like he hasn't touched me in a while. Like our relationship's kind of getting a little rocky." God. And so she starts like a relationship like with one of the minions. She's like, "Yeah, Bob." She's like, "Oh," you know, it's like, it's one of those things that starts. So she's just like in the kitchen, like head on, like just crying. And Bob comes in and comforts her. And it like,
"It's got to be good." Okay.
So it's the new one. Thank you, Bob. Gru gets cucked by
Bob.
Minion.
You're just the only one that listens to me.
Wow. Yeah. Like, and then it like slowly turns into like a romance. Yeah.
God, you always then know just what to say, Bob. Yeah,
yeah. And then he looks at he leans in real close and he's like, "Banana."
Yeah. And then another five minute sex scene.
It's actually 10 minutes because he's actually a better lover.
They really emphasize that she's like, after like right when he nuts, she's like, "Oh my god, I think that's the one that made me pregnant."
Yep, that one right there. Yeah, every time.
I could feel it going into my oval, my ovums.
What?
I can hear the egg getting penetrated. Well, they have technology, so they can like amplify that stuff.
My ovum.
No, this is not what that means. Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a honey badger in there too. There's like a the whole trailer is about this. I think honestly the secret main villain is the honey badger.
He'll be pulling this.
It's flipped. The secret main villain is the Minion Prime, and you think that the main villain is the honey badger.
Turns out the honey badger is like the minion to Minion Prime.
Yep.
Like there's a bunch of honey badgers or something, maybe.
I think it should end with like, you know, they get divorced, but Gru has to raise. Okay, so it's like they get divorced and Lucy's like, okay, but look, I'm taking the girls and we're leaving, we're getting out of here. And Gru's like, fine, but I'm taking Minion Child and all the other minions because they're all minions.
And so he takes Bob and she's like, no.
He takes Bob, he takes the minion hybrid and
maybe he next... like, you know what it is? He leaves her, and so that's evil for the minions to all follow him too.
Ooh, yeah.
So they're like, damn, that's fucked up.
And even the baby, since the baby's a minion, since the baby's part minion, the baby's like, the baby, like she's holding it in her arms, and he's like, no, you have to stay with me. He's like, baby.
Pushing away. It's like a really heartwarming, heart-touching.
I keep forgetting
that. No, that's not heart. That's not heartwarming. That sucks. Heartbreaking.
It warms someone's heart. Maybe just not the right person.
Yeah. There was that guy that liked the banana in your auditorium, so.
Yep, true.
That's true.
Maybe for that guy.
For that guy, had slam dunk.
But yeah, after that, they could focus the new franchise on the human Gru, or the human minion hybrid. Right. Huminion.
The Huminion.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Bob-inion? Bob-inion Jr.?
Well, Bob's his dad, but then they could be like, he doesn't know how to raise him, and it's just kind of like, you know, and then Bob has to go to Gru and be like, I need help. I need help being a father. Ooh. And then Gru's like,
and then
you
the two of them
up.
Start. No, the it turns out the minions buy, and so Gru and the minions.
Jesus. Too much.
Well, no, Gru's buy. The minions are all gay already.
That's default.
Yeah, they're all bi.
The minions when they're made by default are gay.
Are gay, yeah. Well, this one's bi, at least.
Well, that's because, like we said, they're gay. Willem Dafoe being Minion Prime.
Yeah. Special connection to classical music.
There you go. That's perfect. Flawless. 100% accurate.
Yeah, what a great franchise.
Honestly, yeah. Honestly, just an absolute powerhouse of creative energy. The Despicable Me franchise. Probably some of the best new creation fictionally since Shakespeare.
I don't know what you were complaining about earlier about not having new stuff. Like, we have the Minion movies.
Yeah, no, now...
Especially, really don't need anything else.
Yeah, especially now that we've talked all the way through it. Like, I'm like, wow, damn. I feel like I don't recognize the blessing of having the Despicable Me franchise in our modern day life. I think it's, like, really turned my life around, you know? I think I might actually be pro-capitalism now because of it.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it keeps giving us gems like this.
Oh, In fact, anything, Hollywood needs to slow down a little with all the other things and just focus only on minions, you know, throw it all in there.
Kind of. We need to roll some more force into what's actually doing good.
You know what's really funny, though? There is, like, a promo for Despicable Me 4 that Steve Carell did, where they're talking about the Minions verse, and it's like a parody of like the MCU.
Yes.
And Steve Carell's just like, for the next month, every 100 years, there will be a Minions movie. And they just show like this timeline.
Joke. Oh, that's awesome. There's actually a mock timeline.
There's a mock timeline, but also the text, like the caption for the actual video says the hierarchy of power in the Minions verse is about to change, which is a reference to the stupid shit that The Rock kept saying when he was trying to be Black Adam.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which
I love.
Everyone's
that.
Dunking
that's
on sick. The Rock lately. It's really good.
You know what's great is I want this to take over
instead of a person.
I want this to take over as like the real MCU for Minion Cinematic Universe.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I
hope so. I was Googling it while we were talking earlier, and I saw there's a bunch of advertisement now around the Mega Minions, which are part of the MCU advertising like bit with the minions where they're like superheroes. So like one looks like he's made of rock, like the Thing. One has like a laser eye thing that can shoot beams, mm-hmm. like Cyclops. Like,
yeah,
one of them is like all stretchy.
Oh shit! Nice.
I want to see a lady minion. Where's Minion Nina?
Oh, have they never done a female coded minion?
I feel like they cross-dress a lot or wear drag a lot.
They do.
I feel like I've seen that. I mean, I think they're generally like...
They are technically like genderless, but like I still feel like they're mostly coded.
They're
like as...
Yeah, they're genderless. Boy acting. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, even hair-wise, it's like, it's just like more, I don't know, I guess more male. It's like, I'm gonna get this fucking sick-ass hair, dude. The one that pokes right up.
The little, row like, of spikes, like, yeah. pointing up.
Four little, just going up. I don't know if this is Kevin Bob or...
You go to the salon and be like, can I get a bob? Oh, yeah, so you don't have enough hair for that. No, not the bob.
No,
the
bob. This one. Yeah, can I get this one? Show him picture of fucking Kevin with... I show him the meme, I don't talk to me, so I have my coffee.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I feel like it's interesting that the baby they came up with for Despicable Me 4 just looks exactly like Jack-Jack from Incredibles. Like, they're like...
It's a Disney design, dude.
They're like, we know how to do a baby. It's fine. We'll just use the same one.
We'll steal from a different company.
Well, yeah, babies we'll just, are just ugly steal and look the Disney same, look. So... No, it's the same universe. That's... Same company.
What?
Yeah, he kind of looks...
Disney?
Yeah.
Isn't it Illumination for...
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, what?
Yeah, it was like, he's...
Yeah, no, they... Ugh. They're just like, all babies look the same. It's fine. They're all just ugly little guys.
Fun fact, they gave Illumination the Mario movie because they knew how good they were at making overalls.
And they liked the way that they said banana. Papaya.
Yeah.
Because they have a history of killing turtles. Anyways...
That's right. I forgot about that scene where Gru has all the minion stuff, straws and turtle noses. That
they do
was
the,
a little too much.
He literally took the soda can like holders and like they would put turtle heads into those.
Yeah. And they were like, look, I have a six pack of turtles.
Yeah, turtles. Yeah. Haha, it's funny. Yeah. Take picture.
Hell yeah.
See, that was around the time ever. Where I was like, guys, that's when I was like, I want to leave this movie. This isn't fun. This is not. And you guys were like, no, it gets better.
Like,
it gets better.
Like,
it gets better.
Just when it's getting good. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, dude. Wait till the scene he starts littering, dude. That shit's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Watch to the part where they blow up a planet. The funniest prank ever.
Oh my God. Wait, here comes. Wait, he's about to pollute that. He's about to pollute this, the Gulf of Mexico with an oil tanker. Here we go.
yeah.
Well, I'm glad we got to revisit the best criminal known to fictional history.
Yeah, you know what? Hey. Fuck all those like true crime podcasts where they talk about Dahmer or any of that. I want to see Gru like a
true
eight,
crime.
Eight episode.
That's the way they do his crimes.
Hmm. Yeah,
it's true crime documentaries. For Gru. My God, where it's like the victims being like, I don't know what happened, like.
He shrunk me and then he put me in his ass. I was at work in the Empire State Building and then all of a sudden I was tidy in someone's ass and then all of a sudden I was in regular size.
But
it was so
scary. I have a good office view or window of the city, but then I saw rectum all of a sudden. It was scary.
Yeah. Oh my God. Or like it's like the people from the first movie that he freezes all those people in line for coffee. And it's like all of them like in the hospital with hypothermia. And they're all like, so I was getting my coffee, right? And I just wanted coffee.
And now I lost 90% of my nerve endings. And now I can't really feel much. And I'm always cold all the time.
He comes back in. He comes back in during the interview. He's like, should have moved faster, brip. And then he gets him again and freezes him again in bed.
I mean, but looks like I've left 10%. Poof.
You're here to finish the job. Watch this, Gorels.
Hey, speaking of finishing the job, y'all got any plugs?
Ugh, yeah, no. Honestly, this time I'm just going to say no. If you want to follow me on anything, it's Jim Leader Nate, but don't bother. It's not that... really, I would say if you want to follow what I like, go look. I've been watching a lot of the Tolarian Community College videos, the Magic the Gathering channel on YouTube. He just hit 1 million subscribers this last week. It's been a really cool event. One of the only people who's like an active like YouTuber and internet like face who is like a genuinely wholesome and good person. So yeah, and he's also got a Kickstarter up right now to help fund his Shuffle Up and Play episodes, his Commander games, where he flies people in who are like famous in the Magic community, and he has them all play against each other. So yeah.
Okay. Nice. I like that. Yeah, I was gonna say you can follow me at dadala.art on Instagram. You know, if you just want to, you know, see what I'm up to. Yeah, and then I'll also plug the No Dumb Idea account. You know, you can follow us on Instagram, YouTube, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Sorry, I was like, what the fuck? I don't use that one, so I don't know what it's called. But yeah, follow us wherever you can find us. Make sure, you know, follow us on YouTube and so forth. Yeah, and I'll pass it over to my main minion, Gibbledang.
Yeah, follow me at Gibbledang on Instagram. Follow the No Dumb Idea podcast. Yeah, not much to plug here, not much going down, apart from, you know, just working on the podcast. I guess I do want to put this in the end, and it is a little bit of like a sadder bit of news. At the time of recording, June 11th.
Oh, I didn't mean at the time. I was like, it's one.
No, that's why I said, that's why I was like, June 11th.
Yeah, June 11th, yeah.
Very famous YouTuber known as Comic Storian, passed away. They described it as an accident. Obviously, you know, not sharing any details, being honoring their privacy and stuff. But yeah, you know, if you're big into comic books and you're in the comic book community, there's a big chance that you've seen like his videos. You know, he would do explain stories and do voiceovers from comic books. He had a great voice as well. And yeah, you know, like I feel like a lot of people who were into comic books like checked out his videos and kind of grew up on his videos, myself included. So it was really like, what the like,
real young, yeah, like yeah. 40, I think, really or young. So. Too young, geez, unfortunately.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Accident, man. It's insane. So, you know, not to end on just go appreciate his work, go check out his stuff,
send the family
to the family,
but respectfully, don't bother him too much,
and you know, take care of yourselves too. Banana,
well, make sure you stay papaya. Evil papaya. How you said it first, dude. I was gonna papaya. No.